The text message from her mother was deceptively simple. "We need to talk to you." Kerry Washington, fresh from filming her final scenes as Olivia Pope on Scandal, had no idea her entire identity was about to shatter. Entering her parents' West Hollywood apartment in April 2018, she faced a truth hidden for 43 years. The revelation? Earl Washington, the man she'd always known as Dad, wasn't her biological father. She had been conceived through artificial insemination with an anonymous donor's sperm. This bombshell forms the emotional core of Washington's memoir, a story that transcends celebrity tell-all to become a profound meditation on identity, family secrets, and the stories we tell ourselves. The revelation explained so much. The whispered conversations that stopped when she entered rooms, vague deflections about why they didn't have more children, and a persistent feeling of disconnection despite being deeply loved. The Washingtons projected an image of Black excellence, Earl, Valerie, and their talented only child, Carrie. Behind this facade lay complex truths. Valerie, the darkest of her Jamaican immigrant siblings, carried wounds of colorism. Earl blended New York roots with Southern Gullah Geechee heritage. Their marriage concealed deep unhappiness. Nighttime revealed angry fights about money and mutual disappointment that Carrie witnessed while pretending to sleep. "If I kick him out, he'll have nothing," her mother once explained. Carrie learned early that appearances mattered more than reality, what she later recognized as fine, fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. This culture of secrecy taught contradictory lessons. She was too immature for truth, yet expected to maintain the family's perfect image. Carrie internalized her defining childhood role, the good girl, the perfect child, the solution to her parents' problems. Growing up in the Bronx, Carrie's sanctuary was the Jamie Towers pool. From their 12th floor apartment, they could see the white stone bridge spanning the East River, but the aquamarine waters below offered refuge from concrete and asphalt. Carrie's connection to water seemed innate. She has no memories of learning to swim, and moving through water always felt more natural than walking. Lifeguards nicknamed her Fish for her mermaid-like swimming. When her mother questioned this technique, Carrie discovered greater speed using her arms, learning that conventional isn't always best. Water represented freedom in a constrained life. On land, Carrie learned restriction. "Just hold in your tummy, that's what everyone does," her mother advised. But underwater, she felt at home, weightless and unrestricted. The water didn't judge, it simply held her. Even during adolescence, when she hated her appearance, in water, her body became an instrument of movement rather than an object of scrutiny. These early experiences contrast with the adult Carrie, who now takes night swims with her family, tumbling under stars in rebellion against her structured past. Acting became Carrie's lifeline, a way to escape into messy creativity when her real life demanded perfection. While Carrie Washington pursued safety through good girl perfectionism, her characters offered liberation. In high school, she channeled emotional struggles into playing Ophelia's hopelessness and Lady Macbeth's madness, using their intense emotions as substitutes for her own during depression. On stage, she knew exactly who she was. Offstage, insecurity remained. At 13, Carrie began auditioning professionally while attending Manhattan's prestigious Spence School on scholarship. The wealth disparity was stark. Classmates lived in grand Fifth Avenue apartments while she returned to her modest Bronx home. Through a school connection, she met legendary casting director Juliet Taylor, who introduced her to top agencies, a rare privilege for aspiring actors. Professional auditioning eventually felt crushing, tainting what began as a creative outlet. She found meaning through Mount Sinai Hospital's STAR program, performing educational theater about HIV prevention that combined acting with activism. At George Washington University, Carrie rediscovered acting as craft rather than commerce, creating an interdisciplinary performance studies major exploring performance across cultures. Carrie's early film successes included Our Song and Save the Last Dance, where she fought for the role of Chanel despite her team's concerns about the low offer. The film broke February box office records, with people still quoting Chanel's lines to Carrie today. Throughout this period, she maintained multiple jobs, restaurant work, teaching, yoga instruction, to preserve the freedom to reject stereotypical roles. She sought characters with agency, experiencing pivotal moments, not just the white girl's best friend. This led to roles opposite Jamie Foxx in Ray and Forest Whitaker in The Last King of Scotland, both Oscar winners. During this time, Carrie considered herself black famous, but relatively anonymous in the broader culture. Everything changed with Scandal, where she became the first black woman to lead a network drama in 37 years, creating a cultural phenomenon with devoted viewers calling themselves hashtag gladiators and transforming Thursday nights through passionate live tweeting. The revelation that changed everything came unexpectedly. After 7 seasons of Scandal, Carrie appeared on PBS's Finding Your Roots. When she told her parents, her father began experiencing panic attacks. Her mother privately revealed the truth they'd hidden for 40 years. Carrie was conceived through artificial insemination using a donor sperm. Their only requirements had been that he be healthy and black. Despite her father's devastation, Carrie felt strangely liberated by finally knowing the truth. She reassured her dad that nothing would change, that he would experience what unconditional love truly meant. The universe had sent clues throughout her life, from inconsistent conception stories to physical differences between her and her father. Even her work contained hidden messages, particularly her role as Olivia Pope, a character whose identity was built on parental lies. After the revelation, Carrie's relationship with her mother transformed. When her mother was diagnosed with metastasized cancer, Carrie became her primary caretaker, navigating an unprecedented intimacy that would have been impossible before their revelation. Carrie's middle name, Marissa, connects her to water, her sanctuary, while symbolizing being at sea in her identity journey. After learning Earl Washington wasn't her biological father, she kept his name out of love. When marrying Namdi Esamuga, she became Carrie Marissa Washington Esamuga, honoring the man who raised her. Swimming pools have been her refuge since childhood, where underwater clarity replaces surface noise. This aquatic sanctuary serves as both metaphor and medicine for finding her authentic voice. Through therapy, Carrie embraced the spiritual understanding that she chose her parents before birth, a truth she honors when telling her children, "Thank you for choosing me." Carrie now sees that she actively chose Earl Washington as her father rather than viewing her biological donor as a missing piece. Her journey shows how identity isn't merely inherited through DNA, but actively shaped through choices. Authentic identity often lies not in what we're searching for, but in who we choose to become. While blood may be thicker than water, love creates the strongest bonds of all.